Anderson, age 42. Nobody knows much about Anderson, and he likes to keep it that way. If you ask him, he's a big brute of a man who doesn't mind dropping his commandians in a split second. Reality, however, proves differently. He's like a big, awkward, begrudging teddy bear. Up first, we have Apotheria.
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day, so back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces! To pieces! Now lay off before I get rabid.
And next is B. McCauley.
That's on a need-to-know basis. And as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day. So back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. Two pieces. Now lay off before I get rabid.
And now we have Carnage.
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than a little doomsday octopus you got there. I have got better things to be doing than having pipsqueaks follow me around all day. So back off before I backhand you. And don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on the boy and I will slaughter you to pieces. Two pieces. Now lay before me before I get rabid.
And Lord of the Morning?
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day, so back off before I backhand you. And don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. To pieces. Now lay off before I get rabid.
And Majin Buu 0111.
That's on a need-to-know basis and scientifically minded as you may be, little darling. You don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day. So back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces! To pieces! Now lay off before I get rabid!
And Russ?
That's on a need-to-know basis. And as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day. So back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. Two pieces. Now lay off before I get rabid.
And Rygai.
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there.
I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day, so back off before I backhand you! Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph!
You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. To pieces. Now lay off before I get rabid.
And now, Seraphim Swordmaster.
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there.
I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day, so back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph. You put one hand on that boy and I will slaughter you to pieces. To pieces. Now lay off before I get rabid.
And the Nation Maker.
That's on a need-to-know basis. And as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day. So back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph! You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. Two pieces! Now lay off before I get rabid.
And finally, the pot.
That's on a need-to-know basis, and as scientifically minded as you may be, little darling, you don't need this knowledge. Believe you me, it would blow your mind more than that little doomsday octopus you got there. I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day, so back off before I backhand you. Don't think I don't mean you too, Ralph! You put one hand on that boy, and I will slaughter you to pieces. To pieces! Now lay off before I get rabid!
All right, Anderson.
All right, Anderson.
Apotheria.
I like this. I like the voice and I like the flow. I mean, when I look at this guy, I can definitely hear that voice coming out of him.
Yeah, I loved how... Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
I am done.
I loved how gruff you were on this. Mm-hmm. I had two problems with it. One, there was one part where he says to do, and it wasn't pronounced enough for me. It kind of slurred. It was like to do.
Okay, yeah. I was hoping I didn't imagine that part. I forgot to write it down.
And the anger at the end didn't sound convincing to me.
Yeah.
That was the only two problems. Well, but I really like...
That last line's kind of hard because you have to be angry and sort of afraid at the same time, so I understand why a lot of people messed up on it.
Yeah.
Macaulay.
I like how Macaulay made the same choice as Appa.
No.
Go ahead.
He's like a mimic.
He really
Whoever
is.
He's next to, he's just going to sound exactly like.
Exactly.
Honestly, you and Appa sounded so interchangeable. You did the last... I liked your last line, though.
You could cast them both at this role.
I could. Carnage.
Appa, I did... Sorry.
Did you want to say more about them?
Yeah, Macaulay, I didn't think you sounded menacing enough either.
Yeah.
Let me just say... go ahead.
Macaulay, it sounded like it went just a tiny bit too low for you. I heard your voice go out a little bit.
I have to say this about Carnage.
About a Carnage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now lay before me before I go rabid.
Now what before you?
The line is, now lay off before I get rabid.
Oh.
He said, now lay before me before I go rabid.
Oh, he also said, I have got better things to do. I mean, he was messing with the line all over the place.
He wants you to lay before him before he goes rabid. Because he's horny.
I think going southern with it was a very interesting choice.
You know what I think it is?
That
the little darling line, I think, is what made him go southern. It just
I can totally buy Anderson as having a southern accent. But that wasn't my problem. The problem I had was on the last two lines, you didn't really go anywhere with it. You're really sedate. You're really good at subtle emotion. What you need to work on, Carnage, is going big. Like, just as a general rule.
The problem I had with your southern accent was you went kind of Southern Belle with it. It was like, I got better things to do than have pipsqueaks follow me around all day. And that was the only problem I had with it. But I like the choice in general.
Yeah.
Lord
of the Morning? I didn't really have much to say about you.
I didn't either. I liked the rabbit line, but I wasn't like crazy about the audition. It was just kind of there.
Majin, you're too young for this role. Your levels always fuck up my mixing.
I liked Majin's.
He sounded too young for me.
That's fair. I like the slow and determined way of speaking, and I like the acting here a lot. But
yeah.
If it just wasn't the right voice type for you, that's cool too.
And like, I don't know, I don't like it when he yells in lines because it always hurts my ears.
I'm sorry, your ears are so sensitive.
And it always messes up my mixing, and I have to fuck with everything.
After hearing Kitsune auditions, nothing can hurt my ears.
Well,
Russ.
I'm used to that. I don't know. Russ,
I had
hopes for you.
I think it's because both the character has a beard and so does Russ. I was excited about that, too.
Yeah.
But the only thing I had on this was meh.
Like, I showed the picture to Russ, and I was like, do you think you could voice him? And he's like, well, he has a beard. So.
He has a beard.
I like that you went a little more sedate, but, like, on the last line, you could have gone totally badass on that. And I know you're supposed to be afraid, but you're also supposed to be, what was my note? Rage monster? So that's it's slightly afraid, more angry than
maybe,
slightly afraid.
But maybe that's why Carnage said, maybe he read it as rape monster, and that's why he's like, lay before me. That could be the problem.
Raiguy, I loved your energy and I loved your emotion.
I thought you nailed the voice quality that I expected from this character, and I like the anger a lot.
I thought so too.
Seraphim.
I thought this sounded a little too showman for me. It also sounded a little bit like a Russ impression.
Seraphim?
No, it sounded like your impression of Russ is what
Are you
was.
Talking about Seraphim?
Yeah.
No.
That sounded like him impersonating you impersonating Russ.
My Russ would be like, that's on a need-to-know basis. And scientifically minded. That didn't sound like him.
Yeah, it did.
He sounded like Brock Samson from Venture Brothers and Sonic Mega mixed together. His Sonic Mega's game show his voice. I didn't like it, needless to say. Sorry.
Did Sonic have an audition for this role? I guess not.
Nation, it's your T's. That's what the pronunciation problem is with you. You have to pronounce your T's because you're like, I got burr things to do, and you have to say better. That's if you could get that, your pronunciation would be so much better because that's the only thing you struggle on that I can find.
Yeah.
I liked your acting a lot, though.
I did. I thought, well, okay. I thought your first line was great, but not, I didn't, the other two kind of fell flat for me. But your first line was fantastic. I was like, whoa, shit. Nation finally, like, popped out as an actor.
Nice. But, Nation popped out.
I don't know where I come up with my terms. Okay, the pot.
Freudian slip. You're repressed. Yes, pot.
I liked your voice, and I liked most of your emotion.
Here's the thing about the pot. He sounded very cavalier and confident, almost like a Han Solo type, and that's what I envision this character as, kind of.
He is. He's totally a Han Solo type.
And that's what I think Pot captured that not everybody did, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Who were your top three?
My favorites were Raiguy, the Pot, and either Apotheria or Ben.
My three favorites were the Pot, Raiguy, and Majin. I know why you don't like Majin, though.
Yeah. Okay, so... Wait, say yours again?
I liked the Pot, Raiguy, and Majin.
I think Raiguy, like, really blew it out of the water.
Okay, so Raiguy?
Yeah.
Raiguy is Anderson.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Are you done?